U.S. forces continue to advance toward Baghdad, with some as close as 50 miles, despite continued resistance from irregular Iraqi forces further south. British military officials now say they may move into a port city they had skirted before. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is at the Pentagon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How soon might U.S. troops be in, or at least just outside, Baghdad?
Well, it's not clear. At the moment, they have been taking aerial assaults against what are believed to be Republican Guard positions arrayed south of the city. This could continue for some time before ground troops move in. There's one report from a British defense official who says that today, essentially, troops will take up initial positions around the city and then wait while their support lines are strengthened. What seems to be happening is two columns approaching the capital, one from the southwest, which is the closest, about 50 miles away. Another seems like it may be heading southeast toward the city of Al-Kut, and that's another area where we're led to believe there are heavily fortified Republican Guard positions. And in both areas, Baghdad and Al-Kut, there have been reports that troops, Iraqi troops there, may be equipped with chemical weapons. So it seems that looming just ahead could be the most intense part of the conflict.
It's unexpectedly tough fighting farther south.
There is, especially around Nasiriyah, this key crossroads about 200 miles south of Baghdad. All day yesterday, we heard reports of fighting there. Now, reporters traveling with Marines and Army troops in the area say that a convoy of Marines essentially shot their way through Nasiriyah, pushing through to a key bridge across the Euphrates River. Reporters say that this convoy of Marines and another Army unit, the 7th Cavalry, have crossed the Euphrates and are moving north. But the reporters also say there's a lot of hostility in Nasiriyah, and so getting through there could be a continuing problem. Within the past hour, Iraq's information minister has gone on Iraqi television claiming that U.S.-led forces were bombarding civilian neighborhoods in Nasiriyah, and he hailed some Iraqi defenders as heroes. He actually named an Iraqi woman he said had fired a rocket-propelled grenade at three armored vehicles, and he claimed Iraqis had, that Americans had killed 16 Iraqis in that city.
And farther south still, there's been a change in plans for the city of Basra.
Yes. Now, we were told that U.S. and British forces were intentionally avoiding going into Basra, which is the largest city in southern Iraq, because they didn't want to provoke an urban conflict where there's a high risk of civilian casualties. Now, suddenly, British officials are saying Basra is a legitimate military target, which raises the prospect of shooting their way into there. The concern, I believe, partly is the humanitarian crisis there. People are lacking water, food, medicine. The American and British officials have been promising for days they're going to move humanitarian aid in soon, and we hear from reporters that citizens of Basra are asking for these supplies. So I think one concern is to get supplies in there as soon as possible.
Yesterday, an American Apache attack helicopter went down in central Iraq, and there's word on the two pilots?
Right. Yesterday, they were missing. Then they apparently appeared on Iraqi TV. They didn't say anything like previous prisoners who've been questioned. They kind of looked confused, and the Pentagon has put out a press release saying they are now, their status is prisoners of war.
And there's another sandstorm.
Yes, if you're watching television pictures from reporters traveling in central Iraq, it's just a yellow, dense haze. Visibility looks pretty much about nothing, and this clearly could be one of the biggest factors in the short term.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden at the Pentagon.